This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice Morning Show. Hello, Monday. Oh, we're going to rock it this week. It's already. What a wicked fun show. It's 8:37, Monday, March 29th, and it's time for...
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank continues to support our local communities during the pandemic. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to over 20 Bay Area school districts so they can buy vital equipment to keep people healthy and technology gear to keep students learning. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Yay, Fremont Bank.
Doing good.
All right, so here's what's happening. We'll begin with the front page of today's news. So how Bay Area counties are preparing for a surge in vaccine demand, that's the deal. We've got an April 1st expansion to include people 50 and over, and an April 15th expansion, which drops the qualification down to 16 and up, and that will be a huge issue. One of the things I wanted to point out, look, we aren't responsible for getting these vaccines to the proper places. There are people who do that, and that's out of our hands. But one of the things they're saying is, if you are capable or qualified to get a shot now, over the next 2-3 days, whatever that is, go get it. They're saying, do not wait. You've waited for whatever reason, and you've probably waited too long. Right. Go get your shot, because as soon as this thing opens up, it's going to bottleneck, and you missed your opportunity to have a clear look at a good shot.
Right. You're approaching the Suez Canal.
Oh, speaking of, the Suez Canal ship has been cleared. By the way, I was calling it Evergreen, and it's painted right on the side of the ship, Evergreen. That must be the company. But it's actually Ever Given is the name the name of the ship, and it has been freed. And if you... Look, I sort of didn't pay much attention to this. It's not one of those things. It seemed like it was going to take forever to get it moved. I guess the high tides helped them make this happen. But until this morning, when I looked at the backup of ships that have not been able to use this shipping way and the amount of ships who have been
dealing with... It's pretty incredible.
Do we have to go around? Because going around sucks. So it really has been a bad situation. It's cleared now. I'm sure that a lot of people... Look, this is worldwide shipping port.
Yep.
Or pathway. So it's a big deal. And I guess I just didn't pay attention, but it's going to cause a shortage of things in the short
term. Do they need to dredge that thing? I mean, why would... I mean, it seems like millions of shipping containers must go through there a year. Millions.
Well, we don't hear this type of story very often, so it's clear they do it, you know, regularly without issue.
Something happened with this one where it just got, like, you know, bad piloting, you said, might have been.
Well, someone said wind, but I actually think that often can lead to, you know, when we hear about these things where someone, what was it, the Exxon Valdez?
Right.
Whoops! Uh-oh!
11 million gallons later.
Right. It's just one of those things that stuff happens. Does happen.
It does. It's true.
While we're on the... Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have jumped over to that yet. I got distracted. While we're on the back to the vaccine, Staples and Office Depot are offering to laminate your COVID card, your vaccine card for free. And people are saying you may want to do this because you may need that card to show people for different reasons going forward.
Ah, all right.
So I don't necessarily think you have to, but you can get it done for free at Staples or Office Depot.
I do want my free Krispy Kreme donut. Mm-hmm.
Oh, how funny, too, because Krispy Kreme, after they offered free donuts every day to, if you got your COVID vaccine, people started, you know, online, what else is new? People started trolling them. They got criticized for trying to plump everyone up, and the CEO responded, quote, if you don't want to visit a donut shop, you don't have to.
That is true. But if I know I'm getting a free donut, why wouldn't I?
Now you're forcing me.
No, right. You're holding out a free donut in front of me.
It is so unbelievable, though, how people
you can't win.
Just
then. There's no winning
about anything. Speaking of dessert, someone walked into an ice cream place, Fenton's in Oakland. Ooh. Hello, Fenton's is famous. A famous Oakland. They call it Fenton's Creamery. It's a famous Oakland ice cream shop. Made more famous because it's at the end of Up. Mm-hmm. They're at Fenton's when they're eating the ice cream with the blimp hanging over their heads and they're counting cars go by. Mm-hmm. Anyway, someone went in and ordered $63 worth of ice cream and then left a $1,000 tip.
Oh, my.
So the employees at Fenton's got a nice...
Oh, that's wonderful.
...bonus for being there during this COVID stuff.
That's nice. I like those goodwill stories, you know, people interfacing with the public who are getting rewarded for that. We do need you for our scooped up ice cream.
And it's Fenton's. Come on, you can't go wrong there.
Right.
So good.
I know.
All
ice
right.
Cream. Oh, there
ice
it is.
Cream. Yeah, there it is. Oh, there's the scene from Up.
And they are all sitting out there.
Bryn,
on the
go
curb.
Up. See the ladder? Go all the way up. There. Oh, it doesn't go up.
Oh, it doesn't go up.
The blimp's up there.
Oh, man.
So they let themselves down over Fenton's. Right. They needed to get a ice cream. Uh-huh. That's sweet.
God, I love that movie.
Yeah, it's great.
A lot of people are stocking up on Girl Scout cookies right now.
Oh.
Girl Scout
Why
cookies.
Why stocking up?
Well, you know, I mean...
Is there going to be a shortage?
I don't know, because you just need stuff.
Right.
A 43-year-old guy named Joel Whitaker tried to steal a bunch of Girl Scout cookies from a grocery store in Minneapolis on Saturday. He snagged 23 cases from the loading dock. There were 12 boxes to a case, so that's 276 boxes worth around $1,250.
Wow.
He didn't just grab them and go. He took time to pick and choose and grabbed a variety of flavors, which gave cops just enough time to get there and arrest him. They showed up as he was driving away. He pulled him over and found the backseat of his car loaded with cookies.
What
he also
favorite?
Found two stolen license plates, some bolt cutters, a meth pipe, and a small amount of heroin.
Oh.
He's facing felony charges for burglary and theft.
That's a guy who seems so busy. My God.
That's a cocktail, huh?
You know, meth and heroin don't buy themselves.
That is true. So he's
got
to
have
some
money for that. So
got to put on his Girl Scout uniform and get out there and raise some dough.
The Girl Scouts are everywhere right now. I'm impressed that they're getting out and they're setting up stations. Have you seen them? No,
I haven't. No, well, I don't go anywhere.
Oh, right.
You know.
Well, you were out this weekend.
Yeah, but I got driven there, and then I was at the house, and then I drove home.
Oh boy,
I didn't like stop anywhere. We didn't stop.
By the way, did you guys jam this weekend?
No, nope.
Even though this guy's a musician by trade, he doesn't want to jam at his house, huh?
Well, he doesn't have a kit there. And we jammed in that we listened to music.
That's not
and,
your
and
t-
that's
kind
all,
of jamming.
And that's, I know, it's not.
Were you just, do you get twitchy? Like, I got
No, I was fine. We were fine. We played our murder trivia on the Xbox and, you know, we played some Yahtzee out by the pool. It was delightful.
Very nice.
We played ladder ball, you know.
Ladder ball?
Yeah, it's the one where you toss it. It's like two balls attached by a string in the middle, and then you whip it across. There's like a ladder on the other side, and you're trying to wrap your thing around different
points.
Oh,
I don't know this.
Rungs. Oh, that's a fun one. Oh, my God. It's a really fun one. Next time you're at Toys R Us. Oh, there aren't those anymore, are there?
Oh, boy. Burn.
Oh, there it is right there. There's a ladder ball.
And they just have this at their house?
You don't. Yeah. Well, you don't have one, but I have one at my house too. They're pretty. It's a pretty standard lawn game.
Huh?
Yeah, it's fun. You can get pretty good at it.
Have you played this game?
No, I never even heard of it.
Bryn, have you played this game?
I have not. No. Oh.
I've never heard of it either.
Everybody I know plays ladder ball.
Sarah's holding out.
I could be in a ladder ball league.
It's a Marin thing, I think.
No, it's not.
I know bocce.
It's just a thing.
Like,
you know. Well, I don't play bocce.
You mean bocce.
No, I don't mean bocce. I'm in ladder ball, what he just showed you.
Oh. So what's the point of the game? Like, how do you win?
You wrap your ball with the string. You throw it, and it whips through the air, and it wraps around, hopefully. The top rung is 3 points, middle rung two.
Oh, so you want the
one.
Top. I see.
Oh, got it.
You
got
want
it.
The top if you can get it, but you'll take anything. But it's actually quite a nice challenging game. It's like any of those. It's like horseshoes or cornhole or anything where you toss something and try and get it into the right place. It's like that. It's like bowling. It's like really every, you know, basketball. It's like it's hockey. It's
every
like any.
Sport
it's
football.
Just any one of those little, really any kind of ball except a football.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Huh. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's good. All right. Easy. Well, anybody can play. You know, that kind of thing.
Police in Vancouver, British Columbia are looking for a guy.
Okay.
They're looking for this guy who walked into an art museum in Vancouver, British Columbia and vandalized a piece of artwork made of bubble wrap by popping all the bubbles.
He popped them all. Well, look,
happened
that was
last
a piece,
month.
That was a junk art.
But they just released his photo. They're hoping someone might recognize him. The artwork he vandalized is called Delta Trim. I looked it up. It looks like garbage, but that's my interpretation of it.
Yep.
You know, to someone else, it may inspire great joy and pleasure.
Sure.
I don't
that's
know.
A piece I need to have in my home.
It's about 4.5 feet tall and 21 feet wide, and it's made entirely of bubble wrap, reflective tape, zip ties, Velcro, and moose hides.
Well,
look at it. If you think it's great, I'd love to hear why you think it's great. The guy who vandalized it looks to be in his early 20s, and he recorded a video of himself doing it. It's not clear how many bubbles he popped, but officials say he caused $6,000 in damage to this piece of art that looks like
a pile of
garbage. My kids will bring me the art they've made, and I get great pleasure from it, and I get it right under the glass on the kitchen table.
Is this
it? That's it. There's your art.
So it's a weird patchwork of, so I guess the brown parts of the moose hide?
Must be.
And then there's bubble wrap at the top,
and
it's
bottom.
All zip tied together.
Right.
Is it, how big is it?
21
what am I
feet
looking at here?
Wide, 4 feet high, I believe I said.
So
yeah, 4.5 feet tall, 21 feet wide.
Yeah, it's ugly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there might be something I'm missing. Like someone would say, oh, that really represents this thing or that
maybe.
Thing. And, you know,
is that on the floor or is that hanging down the wall? Is the bubble wrap on the approach to it or is it hanging down?
Oh, I think it hangs down.
So this is like a wall piece.
But
look
went
at
up
how,
to
look
it
at those zip ties. Those are actually, they don't seem all that, unless they're enormous zip ties. We must be just looking at a small portion of a 21-foot wide thing.
Yeah. There it is.
This is, okay. I mean, maybe that would go with your house perfectly. For me, I'm like, that belongs in a museum. A museum of trash.
Yeah, that looks like garbage, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a bunch of junk.
You know, like, I mean, I know, that, again, back to if my kid made that, I'd try to get it under the kitchen table, under the glass. But otherwise,
that's fine.
I don't think so. And, you know, and there's stuff. My kid, when she was like two, she'd just, you know, you get stamps.
Yeah.
She'd stamp like a paper plate and be like, I made this for you. All right. It's under the kitchen table. It's going. Oh, there it is. It looks a little better in a long vision shot, but it's still just garbage, isn't it?
You know, the way it's patterned and when you look at it from far away, it almost looks like something you pick up at one of the roadside things in Santa Fe or something. It's kind of got that color palette.
All right.
But. Yeah, it's junk. You know, I think that what I'm going to start doing is whenever I unpack something from Amazon and it's just full of all the, I'll just string it artfully outside the cardboard box and then I'll take a photo of it and be like, art. You know, it kind of looks
there
like that.
Go. Sure.
A little bubble wrap. The cats love bubble wrap. Oh, they think it's so fun.
Oh, your cats.
You know what
they
love?
Doing?
Those big, they're fine. There's one sitting on my windowsill right now like, let me in, it's freezing out here. Just stay out. You know those big pillow things that they have now They're like a, it's like all full of air. It's not, it's like giant bubble wrap.
Uh-huh.
But in, yeah. And it comes in like a long strip and they sort of wrap it around stuff. The cats love that. They get all wrapped up in it. And then they're so bummed when they've clawed it to death. Like, where's all the fun parts?
Oh.
Well, you ruined it. You ruined it. Can't have anything.
Maybe
nice.
Tomorrow when mom gets more stuff in the mail.
That's right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote. Ladder ball is awesome. We played it on the beach in San Diego when I was in college almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, it is really fun.
Yeah, I don't know how I've never seen this.
Sorry.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Pardon me. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I know no games, and I've played ladder ball at my brother's house. Never knew the name.
Well, now you know. Ladder ball.
Did you ever play slosh ball in college?
No, what's that?
That's when you put a keg on second base, and then you basically play, softball, but mm-hmm. you have to drink a beer to pass second.
Oh.
So there's like sort of a stop point where you go, all right, I've hit, like, let's say you get a really good hit. You got to run to second, hammer a beer in order to get a triple.
And then you keep going.
Right. It's hard to get a triple. And by the fourth inning, it's like dog pile in the outfield. Everyone's just wasted and jumping on each other.
So drunk in this photo. That doesn't even look like. Oh, it's like kickball.
Oh, they're playing kick. That's a different version.
Oh.
Still very good. Look at how fun that looks.
Look at each. Everybody's got a red cup.
Everybody's spilling their beer, too, all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Well, kegs
like
have a lot
Gate
of beer.
Park. Oh, that looks like Sharon Meadow.
It's been a long time since I've seen a keg in real life. This count?
Oh, fond memories of being a child. But they're really going for it.
Yeah, well, it's fun. And like I said, by the fourth inning, if it's just a disaster. You never finish a game of slosh ball, ever.
Well, you finish it, but it wasn't the game.
Lots of people writing about ladder ball, though. So clearly, somehow, I've missed it. Don't laminate your vaccination card. You may need to add booster shots to that card.
Oh,
good information. Thank
you. Get one
of
those little card sleeves and just put it in there.
Oh, here's more. Vinny, people should not laminate their COVID vaccine card. There are lines on there for booster shots. Once it's laminated, you can't add that to the form. Thank you. I wouldn't have thought of that. And here's Staples and Office Depot think they're doing a nice thing and
no good
turns
deed goes unpunished.
Right. How strange that the ship Ever Given has evergreen painted on both sides. Yeah, I don't know. It just confused me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll read the rest of your texts on the other side of these messages. It's 800-400-3697. It's Alice.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.